Yes. So over the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing these gospel stories from the Gospel of John, where Jesus talks about being the bread of life almost ad nauseum. So it's a good time to take vacations because, you know what? It's kind of the same message every week as we talk about bread. So I am thankful that we are here now at the end of this little mini series on bread. In a carb-conscious world, it seems like a difficult thing to stretch out for multiple weeks. But here we are. And what I think, if you were with us last week, I talked about kind of the radical notion that Jesus talks about giving his very flesh and blood to eat and to drink. And how that, too, is hard for us. And so Jesus' disciples in the little snippet we get today say, this is really hard teaching for us. We don't like this language of flesh and blood, and can't we just clean it up a little bit? I mean, I know there's a lot of faith communities out there that even take that notion away from their worship practice to talk about blood and flesh and not, because they don't like it. But here is Jesus talking about eating the bread of life. Here is Jesus showing us what it means to be part of the life of God in the world. And so last week I said, remember what Jesus' flesh and blood does. Jesus' flesh and blood rises. And so for Jesus to say that I will abide in you and you will abide in me means that we have the power to abide in resurrection. That we help this world rise from all kinds of things. And yes, this is a very difficult teaching to understand. To come to an understanding of our vocation that is God's hands and feet in the world to be agents of resurrection, reconciliation, and redemption. Most disciples I know do the, oh, that's not me, right? Someone else will do that hard, difficult work of fighting racism and homophobia, right? Not me. Someone else will take care of those people that live under the bridge. But remember that we abide in God, and God abides in us, and God's very flesh abides in us. And so sometimes we do have that power of resurrection. And sometimes we do go into those difficult parts of the world to remind them of the hope and love of God that comes even to the margins of this world. Yes, this is a difficult teaching. It's hard to wrap our heads around the fact that we have been given the words of eternal life. That we, like Paul encourages in the letter to the Ephesians, use the word of God as the gospel of truth. The gospel of truth, that we might stand firm in knowing the goodness of God's love for all people. And that's difficult. That's difficult when we stand in a world that is full of mixed messages and opinions. I mean, have you seen how many opinions are happening even just this week, right? This is difficult teachings, and it is offensive. I mean, think about, this is just some of the things that I saw here this week, right? So now it's offensive if we leave Afghanistan, and it's offensive if we stay in Afghanistan. It's offensive if you wear a mask, and it's offensive if you don't wear a mask. Lord, where should we go? Remember, the words of eternal life. The words of eternal life that are given to us in Jesus that teach us about what it means to bring life into the world. And so we stand firm in that truth, that eternal truth, in those words, as Peter says, that lead to eternal life. And here's the amazing thing. It's just given to us. It's not something we have to do. This understanding and teaching, although difficult, is something that is just given to us. Luther is famous for being known as saying, these are the things of which I believe that I cannot come to by my own reason, logic, or thought. It is merely faith given to us. And so today is a great day for many reasons, but mainly because that gift is freely given to Madeline. Just freely bestowed on her, there's nothing in the world that she has to do to earn it or receive it. She just is given the words of eternal life. And those teachings are difficult, which is why we, as a community, will make promises to her and her parents and her godparents this day to support her and nourish her so that as she grows in years and wisdom, she might come to know the words of eternal life. And that's not just something we do for Maddie. It's something we do for everybody here. Faith formation and understanding how we come to understand God's word working in our lives is something we all do our whole life long. It's not just something for Sunday school and then suddenly, miraculously, when you get confirmed, you understand everything. Right, Ava? It's something we continue to wrestle with our whole life long, because the radical notion that God's love is here for us all, that this eternal life is something given for us, that Jesus might give of his very self so that he might abide in us. Oh man, that's hard. That's hard news. And that's a hard teaching that we wrestle with our whole life. Because that's what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, that we constantly look and see and find ways that we might be God's holy presence in the world. Because that's the gift of God's love for us. Freed and forgiven people, we are sent to the world in need so that others might come to know this word of eternal life, radically given, broken, and shared for you. Amen.